Mueller's appearance before two House committees this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Last week, the president said he did not plan to watch when Mueller goes before two House panels Wednesday. He said the same today and then conceded he might watch a little bit. Either way, he says it's a waste of time, falsely repeating earlier claims that Mueller's Russia report cleared him of obstruction and collusion.
You can't take all those bites out of the apple.
What Mueller actually wrote was there's not sufficient evidence to establish the Trump campaign criminally conspired with Russia in the 2016 race. He did not clear the president of trying to obstruct his investigation, and Democrats say they'll push that point Wednesday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The health minister of the Democratic Republic of Congo resigned on Monday after he was dismissed as head of the team tackling a persistent Ebola outbreak. Last week, the World Health Organization declared the outbreak in eastern Congo to be an international health emergency. As of July 20th, 1,643 people have died among nearly 2,500 confirmed cases of Ebola. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is hailing a new chapter in U.S. relations with Latin America following a whirlwind trip to four countries in South and Central America. The top U.S. diplomat made stops in El Salvador, Mexico, Ecuador, and Argentina. He said countries that commit themselves to fighting crime and corruption and promoting democracy will reap the benefits. And India on Monday launched a mission to land a rover on an unexplored area of the moon. Only three countries, the United States, Russia, and China, have landed a rover on the moon. It was India's second try at the mission. A mission was scrubbed last Monday. This is VOA News. The United States and Iran have each launched a new round of verbal volleys, raising tensions between Tehran and the West to new heights today. During a photo op with the Pakistani prime minister at the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters that Washington is ready for the absolute worst from Iran. He called Iran the number one state of terror in the world. Earlier Monday, Tehran says Iranian nationals detained on espionage charges were promised sanctuary in the United States. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Iran government is claiming the CIA had promised those arrested visas or jobs in America, with an official circulating a CD with a video recording of an alleged foreign female spy working for the CIA. It's suggested the disc also includes names of several U.S. embassy staff in Turkey, India, Zimbabwe, and Austria, who Iran claims were in touch with the recruited Iranian spies. Occasionally, Iran announces detention of spies it says are working for foreign countries, including the U.S. and Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States and Pakistan are jointly seeking a way to end the war in Afghanistan, according to U.S. President Donald Trump, who met with Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan in the Oval Office Monday. Trump said the United States is working with Pakistan and others on a peace agreement with the Taliban. He said the Pentagon also continues to reduce the number of its troops in Afghanistan, in his words, very slowly and very safely. He said if he had wanted to use force, the United States could have won the war in Afghanistan quickly.
I could win that war in a week. I just don't want to kill 10 million people. Does that make sense to you? I don't want to kill 10 million people. I have plans on Afghanistan that if I wanted to win that war, Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth. It would be gone. It would be over in literally in 10 days.
The Pakistani prime minister said there is no military solution for Afghanistan and that progress has been made in the talks.
This is the closest we've been to a peace deal in Afghanistan.
Imran Khan has long campaigned against the use of U.S. military force to resolve the conflict. China has lashed out at a Hong Kong protest targeting its office on Sunday with a front-page commentary in the official People's Daily newspaper headlined "Central Authority Cannot Be Challenged." It called the protesters' actions intolerable. More than 100,000 people marched through the city to demand democracy and an investigation into the use of force by police to disperse crowds at earlier protests. Later, protesters trying to return home were attacked inside a train station. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
The voice of VOA 1. The voice of America. VOA 1.